Good evening, Manchester. You're listening to the Weekly Down on 95.3 FM WMNH. I'm your host, Ben Dion. We have my dad joining us tonight. Dad, how's it going?
Very good. How are you doing, Ben?
Wonderful. And we have a very special guest with us tonight from a new business in downtown Manchester. Very exciting to have him here tonight from Boards and Brews, Mr. Keating Tufts. Keating, how's it going?
How's it going, guys? Thank you for having me.
It's been great. We met just a few minutes ago, but I feel like I know you already.
Man, from the city, you know?
Seriously. We get it, right?
We get it.
I think so. So before the show, me and Dad stopped by at Boards and Brews. We've never been there before. I love the place. I love the setup. I love the feeling. It's just very laid back. It's my type of place. I like that. And you can play games. That's the best part about it. Not mind games, but real games. There's probably a game name called Mind Games, I'm guessing.
It's called The Mind.
Oh,
and
it
came out a couple months ago. It was nominated for Game of the Year.
Cut it out.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a new game.
It is a new game, yeah. We got it on the shelf.
See, I knew that. That's why I said it. I had no clue.
Wrong.
No clue. But we start the show normally with our guests introducing who they are and a little bit about themselves and a little bit the history, their history in Manchester. So I'll let you take it away, Keating.
Yeah. I went to Central High School, Hillside, Webster, Weston, and we basically designed this cafe by ourselves. So when you walk into the space, it looks comfortable and you feel good in there because it's designed by us.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. For people to just be comfortable and play board games at the same time. So, yeah, my story is, you know, just stayed in town, went to Southern New Hampshire University, was a social worker for a couple of years. I was using board games at work with the guys I was working with, and we were having game nights, Friday nights, Saturday nights, you know, six people were showing up.
Was that the inspiration?
10 people, yeah. Well, once I saw the... you know, the scope that board games kind of fit for all different people, I was like, this is going to be the tool that we can use to bring people together. Because grew up in Manchester, there's not a whole lot to do other than just a bar and good restaurants. And so that's been kind of, that was kind of the driving force behind it from the beginning, was just something different to do, a shared experience where people could get together, play some Clue, drink some craft beer, and have some cheese curds.
Ooh, love the cheese curds.
We'll get into that later on because sometimes cheese curds don't sit well with me, but that was, that was good. I guess my other big question, which we normally talk about is, you know, when you're not, you know, down at Boards and Brews working, what's your favorite thing to do in Manchester? That's kind of a loaded question, but.
Yeah, well, before it would probably be, I'd probably go to school and play basketball, you know, on my free time if I could always go to the gym and there'd be guys playing up at Snow. Mm-hmm. And then during the summertime, we had some courts in Manchester, but those have just depleted over the years.
Yeah. Did you play in high school?
No, I went to Central. Okay. And when I was there, it was competitive.
Now, what year did you graduate?
08.
Oh, yeah, that was. I mean, I graduated in Memorial in 06.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I was the same year as
Tyler Roach,
Tracy, Fremo.
Yep.
I mean, that team was...
Didn't they go undefeated a couple of years?
They went undefeated that year because they won it that year, right. 06. They might have done it 07, too. I forget. It was a few years that I think they did that. So, yeah, you were in a... That was an era of basketball at Central.
And that's kind of like when I started playing, too. When I was just seeing those guys and Tyler Roach at pep rallies, Duncan.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
For us, that was amazing. So I saw that and I was like, let me give basketball a try. And I played tennis in high school. And so... I would play sports on my free time, pretty much,
mm-hmm.
And then we found board games.
Nice. If I know, you know, being a new business in Manchester, you see a lot of different people, and you kind of see the vibe of what's going on in Manchester. But if you could describe Manchester in one word, what would that be, and why?
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Why?
The amount of people that come in the cafe and tell me that they just moved to town, it's unbelievable. I grew up here. You know, I just expected that more people would just stay in Manchester and be like, oh, I'm going to stay around
because
there's more jobs and there's cool stuff. That was kind of the plan with Boards and Brews, just to create another cool place for people to feel like, yeah, Manchester's a cool spot. I don't have to go and live in Boston.
Right.
I could, you know, I could stay here and we could have a good time. There's stuff to do now. So that was like, that's kind of what I wanted to add to the community. But just the amount of people who are like, yeah, no, we just moved here. It's been super surprising to see every day. Somebody's like, yeah, I just moved to town. Just moved to town. I'm like, that's awesome. And those are the adventurous people. Those are the people that find Boards and Brews. Cause I still don't have a sign up outside yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're still flying under the radar a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think more people are discovering you. I think by walking around, you know, I think word of mouth is a big thing in Manchester too. You talk to someone that's like, hey, check out this new cool place. Like, yeah, sure. You know, where is it? Let's go check it out. And they just go. And then they kind of plant themselves there and they keep coming back. And I feel like that's what happened with you guys because, you know, word of mouth got around really well. And I think there's a Facebook group of, you know, hey, I'm playing this game. You want to come play too? And that's really cool to me because that's bringing the community together. It's, you know, I'm just here. I want to play this game. I want to hang out and come on down. And we don't know each other, but let's play together.
Yeah, that's and that's one of the reasons why I chose that making this decision to go forward with a board game cafe in Manchester, New Hampshire,
right?
Out of all places, the reason why I chose this as the thing was just because board games are just such a great tool to bring people together that are from all different backgrounds,
right?
And posting it on a group and say, "Hey, I'm looking to play this game tonight. Who wants to play?" You know, you don't know who's going to show up and join you. And some people are going to, you know, like the post and say, "Oh, I'll meet you there at 7." And then some people might show up and it's just really cool to see the different types of people that can play these games.
I like that. I like that a lot. We'll go right into our first segment here just because, you know, we're cruising right along. Let's do it. But just to remind you, you're listening to The Weekly Down on 95.3 FM WMNH. We're talking to Keating Tufts of Boards and Brews. I do want to apologize to the Facebook Live room. I didn't realize this, but because I have to put so many things on. I was actually publishing from my personal page and not the Weekly Diamond page. So if you're watching on Facebook Live, you probably just missed the first 5 minutes. I really apologize that. So
it's going to get better though.
So it's going to get better. Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. So I apologize. My wife is the first one to comment saying she was patiently waiting over here. I'm sorry, honey. I messed up. I realized I was like, when no one's watching and no one on my personal page was watching, they watch on the Weekly Diamond page. She's like, what's going on? So I apologize. We're all fixed. So we're going to dive right into our first segment, which is called The Downtown Lowdown. In the Downtown Lowdown, we'll dive into a little bit deeper of what Keating does over at Boards and Brews, a little bit behind the inspiration like we've already been talking about, and we'll talk about a few events happening this weekend and beyond. But correct me if I'm wrong, Keating, but did Boards and Brews start as a Kickstarter?
It did not.
It did not. Was it just the concept?
The Kickstarter was something I always knew I was going to have to do.
Okay.
Just because of money. I started it, you know, with my own money pretty much just to get the ball rolling so I could prove to, you know, my friends and potential investors that, you know, it was a real thing. Because when I had this idea, every investor and financial advisor and family member was like, you know, how do you know people are going to even like that?
Right.
How do you know people are going to go? And I was like, I don't know, but this is a spot that I think is important. This is an important, you know, it's an important thing that a community can really benefit from. And a lot of people didn't know that because they weren't with me to all those cafes I drove to and traveled to and took trains to and planes to see, you know, these cafes in smaller communities, you know, being successful, and in massive communities like in Toronto, they have, you know, Snakes and Lattes. That's the quintessential board game cafe that everyone talks about.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, they opened about 10 years ago.
Wow.
And they've got 3 in downtown Toronto now. And they just recently, as of 3 days ago, opened up in Tempe in Arizona.
Wow.
So they just made it stateside now.
The concept works.
Yeah. So now it's just a race who can get the cafes out there sooner than the next guy.
And I didn't know this was like, I guess the thing, like, I didn't know this was like someone, I mean, it makes sense though. It makes sense of let's go out, let's be able to play some board games. Let's be able to drink, eat coffee, you know, bring it all together. And I guess it's a simple concept, but I never thought that was, out there, I guess.
Yeah,
you
they've,
think
been, they've been really popular for several decades in Asia.
Really?
And then they started, and then I don't know where Snakes and Lattes came up with the idea. I just know it was a guy and his wife. They made one. They wanted to, you know, sell board games and have a cafe where people could play. And Snakes did this great thing where they have games teachers who can go around and kind of help with games. Well, they have game gurus. We call our guys game teachers because we will literally spend time and teach you a game.
That's awesome.
Which is great. So you can come in and play Clue. You can play Life. You can play all the classics. We have a huge selection of classic games. Or if you want to try something new, you can just ask, and 90% of our staff can teach you something.
That's really cool. I'm a big Clue person. I like Clue. I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, I think I heard you made a one time in three turns.
Yeah,
was that you?
I did.
Yeah, I heard about this.
it's a legend. But then I was told later on by how I won that I cheated. But ooh. I couldn't find a rule that said I couldn't do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was also told I'm a liar, and that's how I won too. Ooh. But I think I'm just good.
I think somebody's a little salty.
I think they are. But I also didn't. I had a strategy. I don't want to give my strategy away because when I play someone, I'm going to demolish you. But I really pay attention. It's one of those games, like, even if, you know, it's just a friendly game, I really pay attention to that game because I think I like the mystery aspect of it and, like, figuring out things. So I just watch very carefully of, like, I notice things of, like, when someone guesses something, who's showing what cards. And I do make some assumptions, though, which is, it's difficult to do. I assume that someone just showed a certain card when I probably shouldn't. So my little card, you know, little card they give you off. I write notes on it.
Oh yeah, we have a game called The Resistance at the cafe where you know, one person or a couple people are going to be spies and the other people are going to be part of the resistance.
Ooh,
and there might be some card showing. There might be some people going on missions with people and then the mission failing, and then you're going to have to assume. Okay, out of those two guys, I know one of them's bad. And there's a lot of, if you're me, I'm like, nope, I know it's Ben. I can see it in his face. And then, you know, 45 minutes later, we end up losing the game, and Ben's like, yeah, I was good. You were just being a jerk. And I was like, I could have sworn that I knew you were bad.
I like the sounds of that game.
Oh, it's awesome, yeah.
How many players do you need a minimum to play
a
that?
A minimum, 5.
Okay.
Yeah. There are some other deduction games, social deduction games that you can play with fewer people. Mm. But when you start getting to those social deduction games, they're generally better with larger groups.
Oh,
when we have companies come down to Boards and Brews, and you know, they'll have the ones that have more than 12 will generally play some social deduction games. Werewolf is a popular one.
Hmm.
You know, some people are werewolves and some people are peaceful villagers. And that game you can play with like 30 people. So we that's one of the special games that we can run with large groups.
I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, I'd be one of the village people.
Would you?
Oh yeah.
I like the fact that, you know, you guys can teach the games. You don't feel intimidated when you go in there. It's very welcoming. And it's comfortable. That's what the key is. Like, I like places where I can go and I don't feel like I have to be a certain way. I don't feel like I have to dress a certain way, and I can just kind of relax. And I feel like a lot of the places around Manchester are like that, but there's certain restaurants, certain places you're like, I probably should look a little, you know, a little dressed up a little bit maybe. But I like Boards and Brews because I can just come as I am. I like, it's very welcoming. And the cheese curds.
They hit it.
Spicy mayo. Nice. Yep.
It's very spicy, nice. But not too spicy though. That's the key. It's enough spice and you make a very good coffee. I'm a coffee connoisseur.
Okay.
If I do say so myself. I like coffee.
That's Flight Coffee Co. right there.
And I could tell.
She roasts over in Bedford. Claudia, she knows her beans.
I like I like Flight a lot. Actually, we got to go down there and get some ground espresso and coffee because we have our own Keurig that you can make your own little pod.
Okay.
So I've been doing that with other coffee shops, and Flight is amazing. I like Flight a lot. The Bookery does Flight Coffee as well.
They do.
So I could tell, though. I could tell. I know the coffee.
Yeah. We've been dabbling with the pour-overs lately, so we've been trying some of the African Sumatra blends that we've been able to do pour-overs for. They take about 5 minutes to do, and so it slowed us down a little bit on the Friday and Saturday nights. But
it's worth it.
We're trying to make it work. Yeah. We like the... We like to have good things. We yeah. like nice things. So, you know, we have craft beer from Manchester.
Yeah.
We've got on tap right now. We've got Great North, Litherman's, Backyard Brewery, Candy Road Brewing Company. Those are all from Manchester. That's funny.
Awesome.
That they're all right now on tap. Because we try, we branch out. We'll get Maine Beer Co. We had Downey's yep. Pumpkin on draft like 2 weeks ago, and that just flew.
Yeah.
You can't get it anymore. and we just got a pumpkin sour in today.
Really? Pumpkin yeah. sour? Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that one. That one's a little different.
Cool.
And we also have the pumpkin ale from Pipe Dream. So we definitely try to support the local guys. Tons of beer out right now. So you have plenty to pick from.
That's good to see. And, you know, I love seeing, you know, businesses partnering with other businesses and highlighting things in the city, because that's what we're all about. We like to get that information out there. We like people to really, you know, support businesses in Manchester because they're important, and we have some really good ones that people need to know about. And you know, we talked about beer when we had Bill on from Manch Vegas Brew Bus. Do you know Bill?
I do. I know Bill.
Love Bill.
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, and you know, that's again highlighting those breweries in the area. And you know, if you want a place to go, buy them on tap and enjoy a board game, Boards and Brews is the place to go. That's really cool to know, because a lot of those places, a lot of those beers aren't offered in certain restaurants. They don't have the local brews, and it's important. I like that too. And I'm going back to the coffee because I like the choice. I don't want to like always have a beer, but if I'm going out with someone and they want to have a beer and drink and play some board games and eat, I can still have a coffee. Yeah. I like that. That's a
yeah.
big mixture.
Well, that's the idea. Coffee and loose leaf tea. I mean, I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't drank for 3.5 years.
Wow.
And coffee for me is kind of, that's my go-to when I'm playing games at yeah. nine at night. I can drink a coffee.
Yeah.
We just added that fall menu. It's got all those specialty lattes now.
Love it.
So we've got, you know, and then we have the tea. We have the Professor Plum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your clue.
I'm not a Professor Plum. I never am. I'm always usually Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard. Yeah. It's the most popular one.
Yeah. That's why I win.
Yeah.
Just trying to say it. I mean, if you want to play with me and take Colonel Mustard, I'm still going to take the game. It doesn't
there you
matter.
Go. No, you got to try it. We actually just got Big Bang Theory clue in
Ooh.
Earlier this week. And then, and we also have Harry Potter clue.
I didn't know they had so many different, I knew they had like themes, but I didn't know they went that far. Wow.
Oh yeah. Oh huh. yeah, definitely. We also, you know, we got Disney clue. We have, it's probably like six others that I can't name off
wow.
the top of my head.
That's cool.
But yeah, we got a lot of clue.
I wonder if Mr. A is listening. He hates when I call him out, but I like to call him. He loves the Big Bang Theory. So
okay.
They have Clue, Big Bang Theory. Mr. A, if you're listening, let's go play some Clue.
Let's go, Mr. A.
School bonding.
We're going to find out who betrayed Sheldon.
I guarantee you'd pick Sheldon. I guarantee he would pick Sheldon. He loves that show. But that's really cool. And, you know, just the concept overall is something different. I love new and different things. And there's, you know, other places opening up that are brand new and different types of restaurants and different types of, not just restaurants, because I feel like that's the one thing people always say. Well, we have 20 billion restaurants downtown. We don't, though. We have different types of areas that aren't just restaurants. Your place is not just a restaurant. You can play any board game pretty much you want.
1,600.
Oh, my goodness. That was a question, too.
1,600 board games. Yeah, we keep adding bookshelves. Yeah, so we got a lot of games. We're trying to figure out where to put them all.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, there's a game for everybody. That's the great part, man. And yeah. There's a game for everybody. It's just having the right tool in the toolbox. So the bigger our toolbox is, the more people we can have over.
Definitely. And
can I ask a question real quick?
No, you're not allowed to ask questions. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
You guys have Family Feud?
We do. Yeah. Why? Do you want to play it?
No,
we got Family Feud. We actually probably have Simpsons Family Feud as well. But that game's a little tough, right? It's got the plastic setup and it's a stand. And
yeah.
Peter just texted me and wanted me to ask if they had it.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
You took my question away from me because you posted on Facebook Live room the same thing.
Oh, geez.
I also have an Havana White, too.
Really?
No.
Oh,
just kidding.
Imagine someone just comes out and they do.
So if there's any Havana Whites out there. That's looking for a job.
My next question is, besides the Family Feud, is what's your favorite game?
Oh, my favorite game. Easy.
Doesn't seem too easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I've got
some. There's so many.
I've got some. You know, I really like For Sale. for sale. It's a little property buying game.
Okay.
You get to outbid your friends and buy some nice property. And then the second half of the game is you selling that property back, but nobody knows when you're going to sell. Oh. So it's fun. It's
like Monopoly style?
Not at all.
Really?
Nope. It's just a deck of cards with some coins.
Okay.
And you know, you put six cards on the table face up and everyone can look at them, and then people will slowly bid and drop out. And when you drop out, you take the lowest value card. So it's fun. Really cool. And then if you stay in, you get a high value card, and you got the space station at the best one. So if you get the space station, you're looking good. But then there's a cardboard box at the number one, so you don't want the cardboard box.
Wow. We're going to have to go more into that, but we actually have a caller. So let's see who this is. Thanks for calling the Weekly Down. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, how's it going, buddy?
Easy G.
Boy, your father's on the radio more than me. That's pretty good.
That's an accomplishment for sure.
I don't know if it's such a good thing.
I had to tell the owner there, Borden Brews, I had to tell him the running gag that I've been doing since I've been doing my bringing you guys up on my entertainment report there every week, that you guys have been very busy.
Yes, sir.
He always says you're going to take credit for it, so well, might as well.
Well, I've been trying to figure out.
You know that's because you get a lot of free advertising and letting people know the address and where it is. And
thanks, Eric. Yeah, somebody's got to tell them where it is. No one can find it. But yeah, no, thanks. I couldn't figure out where all these people were coming from. Now I know. You're the man, brother.
There you go.
I owe you one. Come down to the cafe. I'll get you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be down there for a little while because the show's coming to your restaurant on Thursday. So I'll see you then.
Oh, yeah. Bright and early, brother.
Good work.
Bright and early.
Oh, he's gone. I love Eric. Easy G from the morning show.
Easy G.
Does the entertainment report. I don't remember him ever saying Boards and Brews, but I'll give him credit. You know,
I'm trying to remember if he has. I'm sure he has.
I don't
at some
know.
Point.
He must have.
Yeah,
he must
I think
have.
So. I think
we've been swamped all week this week, so it must be him.
It must be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's quite the celebrity. Yeah. I do actually have some other questions. My wife is posting questions in the Facebook Live room. So a few of them are, so do you pay when you enter? What if you want to just come in for drinks and watch? Is it still $5 per person?
So it's $5 if you're there after 4 p.m. So you can come for lunch. We're open at 11.
Okay.
Come for lunch. You can play games. If you're there after 4, it's $5 per person. If it's let's say it's a Wednesday night and you just want to sit at the bar, you don't want to play games, that's cool. No game fee.
Okay.
If I've got a bunch of, if there's some tables open, right, and it's 6 o'clock on a Tuesday night, I'm looking at last Tuesday, it was full. But, you know, there's been, you know, it's hard to tell. But sometimes if you're not going to play games, we won't charge you. But if there's people lining up at the door waiting to play games,
right,
and you're going to be sitting at a table, you're going to be playing games. And that's what you're going to be playing. Not only are you going to start playing games, you're going to be paying that game fee.
Right.
That's what we do well. We do games well.
Okay.
We're not just a game cafe that has games on the shelves that you can just go in and, you know, do your own thing. You can do that here. But we also, like, we pride ourselves in showing people the new games,
mm-hmm.
Something different, something that they want to take back and show their family. We love hearing the, you know, we just brought this game to the family vacation. Everybody bought it. All my family members bought it instantly. Like hearing those stories are awesome.
Yeah.
So not everybody, you know, not everybody wants to try something new. But we've got new stuff that takes 2 minutes to learn, and you're like, wow, that was actually really easy to learn, and this game is actually really fun. And so we surprise a lot of people.
That's
with
cool.
That.
Do people generally gravitate to the game they don't know?
No.
They
sometimes
go for the one that they do know.
Sometimes they go for the games they don't know and not the games we've suggested. Very rarely. But I'm like, oh, I can't help you. I could have helped you if you took one of the other 9 suggestions, but yeah, went a little too far over, you know, out of my wheelhouse right here.
That's funny.
Because, you know, like some of those games have 40-page rule books.
Oh,
wow.
You know, most of them don't, but
there's some intense ones.
Yeah, though. You know, we have a little bit of it, something for everybody.
I like that. And if, you know, if I'm coming there on a pretty regular basis, is there some type of membership or some type of other, besides just paying, if I want to pay the $5 every time, is that an option?
There's no membership. We've thought about it. A few people have asked.
Okay.
The same people keep asking.
I'll ask again.
Once I spent all my money right? And did everything I could in the space to get it to where I could. And I was literally like out of money. That's when we ran that Kickstarter.
Okay.
Right. So we ended up running a Kickstarter. I worked on the space in July. In December, we ran a Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. Unheard of running Kickstarters in December. Nobody does that. And I was like, we got to do it now. We got to. I'm bleeding out here. We need to get some oil. We got to get some heat in this building. And so we ran the Kickstarter. We have been in talks with the Castle in Beverly. So they're a board game cafe in Beverly, Mass.
Okay.
And Kevin and Rin, they were, they gave us some pointers because they ran a GoFundMe for their cafe.
Oh, okay.
And so as soon as I knew I wanted to do a board game cafe, I went and saw them. And then, you know, it took them, it took a while for them to start taking me seriously. Because, you know, everybody message board game cafes. Hey, I want to run a board game cafe. Like,
right.
What, you know, like how much money do I need to open up a board game cafe? And so like they, you know, I feel like they were super kind, and that experience definitely showed me that, you know, having mentors and people, you know, people be able to kind of bounce ideas off of are huge. And that's
right.
So that was great that they were able to help me, but they were basically like, no, do 20 grand. David and I from Manchester, we kind of had a, you know, an idea of, you know, that it was going to be tough to run a Kickstarter in Manchester. It's, you know, and we set it at 15,
yep.
We funded in 2 days.
Wow.
For 15 grand in 2 days. And then by the end of the month, it was $27,000
wow.
that we raised. That's so that awesome. Was, yeah, it was crazy. So funding in 2 days, it was like, right. just like the,
awesome.
I was like, oh man, now I got actually have to like pull this off.
Now that you got the cash.
Yeah. Now that I got like other people's money on the line, like this is, you know,
yeah.
I can't drop the ball now.
No.
And so, yeah, so that was nice. That was really able to kind of show people that it was for reals. And,
yeah, definitely.
And yeah, so that was the Kickstarter.
Yeah. And Kickstarter, I mean, you know, I think that's the new way of funding some of these really cool projects. I've seen a lot of musicians do Kickstarters, and you know, you guys doing it as a business was really cool just because it's something different, and you know, you're getting something out of it. It's not just, oh, you funded our record. We're going to put your, I did one where I like put like $5 and my name's in the credits of yeah. the discography. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I mean, I can go to this place.
Yeah.
The people that contributed, you know, this is what you contribute. This is what you help build,
yeah.
which is really cool.
And for us, it was like, oh, wait, how do we run a Kickstarter? We're not selling a product.
Right.
Like, we can't sell that. We can't send something to them. So we need
exactly.
people to believe in this space.
Yep.
Right,
and so
right.
we thought that was going to be a hard sell. But as you just said, like they actually helped create a community space
yep.
where, you know, thousands of people have come the last 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, over 12,000 guests playing board games. It's great.
That's awesome.
And then I was leading to the memberships.
Yep.
So in that Kickstarter, we offered memberships.
Mm-hmm.
So there's about, you know, about maybe 30 people who got like 6 month memberships.
Okay.
Then we have some people that got a year membership, and then we have a couple of lifetime members.
Wow.
So yeah, those were the only memberships we offered.
Okay.
And then we've been really thinking about doing memberships now, and then what I'm afraid of is the people that get the memberships are going to come every Friday, Saturday night, because that's the best thing to do on a Friday or Saturday night is come here, especially
yeah.
during this winter. And then new people don't get to come, because we, unfortunately, our biggest hang up is this space.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that the Elm Street location was going to be awesome.
Right.
It's just a little small,
right.
Yeah. for what we have. And it's just tough to work with, because it's like it's a shoebox, right? It's a long,
right.
narrow shoebox.
Right. Right. Yep.
You can only put tables in so many spaces. ADA compliant. We have a handicap ramp to go up to the bathrooms in the back.
Right.
So some space complications were there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of like locked in at our occupancy here. So yeah, we're a little bit afraid of, you know, having those members come on those busy nights and
right.
no people get to experience it. But
that makes sense.
We might do something. I might, you know, you might be hearing it first
okay.
here on the Dion Weekly?
Weekly Dion.
Weekly Dion. We might be doing, I've been thinking about maybe doing some holiday holiday memberships. So that could be a thing.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I would like to know about that too.
Yeah.
Let me know.
That's something that I think would be fun to do.
That'd be really cool.
Can people generally play at the bar as well?
Yes. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We've had games on the level of Access and Allies played on the bar.
Cool.
And Uno and Guess Who and Cribbage.
Cribbage. Bring it back.
Oh yeah. We got a lot of Cribbage.
Cribbage.
Do you know how to play, Ben?
Papa taught me like 4-5 times, and every time he taught me, I'm pretty sure he cheated when he played me.
He may have.
He was very good. My grandpa was very good at cribbage.
He beat everybody.
He played in the league. This is a quick little story. Played in the league one time. I'll never forget this. I dropped him off, and when he was playing, he was in his 80s, and I dropped him off, but very aware of everything. And
he's pretty sharp, very sharp.
Still drove at that time and everything. And he, I drop him off, and I'm watching the people go into the cribbage hall with him. They are either with someone guiding them in a wheelchair or in a walker. And he just kind of jaunts all in, kind of jogs in. He sauntered. He was saunter when he walked. And after I called him, I said, are you stealing from people that are blind and, you know, don't know what you're doing?
Incapacitated in some way.
Like, he's like, well, my partner's blind. I said, how do you play cribbage? He goes, I just tell him what he has. I was like, isn't that kind of cheating with cribbage? He's like, I mean, if you do it the right way, it's not. But I think he won. There's a bunch of leagues he played in, but I'm pretty sure he won 6 or 7 championships. There was a time where they said, we're not going to put your name on there. We're going to put your name once with a year and then a dash.
Yep.
And it was like 300 a time he won. And he would just put it away. And this is the best part of the story. Before he passed away, he told me, we talked and he said to me, I want you to go in my bottom drawer of my dresser. I was like, okay. He's like, there's an envelope. There's $800 there. That's you and your sisters. Wow. And I said, what is this from?
That's the side money from cribbage?
That's from cribbage. That's what he left over from cribbage.
I knew it.
Didn't
knew
tell
it.
My grandmother. Yep. Grammy, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're listening, but he held that $800 from you. And it was this like thing he gave to me and my sister before he passed away. And it was really cool because I was just like, what is this from? He goes, it's from the cribbage money.
He won all the time.
Yeah, he was. Oh, that's why I think he cheated. I really think he cheated, but I'm not going to. I mean.
So, where did you drop him off? I think I might go and play some cribbage.
Place on the West Side, right?
That was the place on the West Side. There was a few different places.
What was the name of that place? I can't think of it.
I think it was one of the private.
There as well.
It was one of the private clubs, I think.
Right.
There was a few of them.
Private club.
Yeah, there was a few of them he played that he went to different leagues.
It was off of Kelly Street. That's as far as I can remember. I can't remember the name of the street.
I can't either. But there was a few different leagues he played in.
There's easy money out there, guys.
Easy
money. Go and get it.
I mean, yeah. If you're, it's funny because his partners, he stuck with the same partners for a few years. And then he kind of like went around and he was kind of like a free agent. He was like, hey, you want to come play with me, John? And he would just demolish people. And I'm just like, how is that fair? How is it? You're like the Michael Jordan of this league, and you're just going from league to league to league and just demolishing people.
I have a theory. The theory is that he always got cards. When you get cards, you can play. I played whist for years with Eddie Shaughnessy. We played. We played against Mummy and Eddie Shaughnessy's wife, and we beat them all the time. And it wasn't because we were great players. We got great cards all the time.
I don't think he had great cards. I think he knew how to count them very well because there's a certain way of moving. And
the cribbage game, right.
He would show me every once in a while and I'd remember how to play. We play every once in a while and I would just get demolished. And I'm just like, I don't know how you do this. He goes, I know how to count. You don't. I'm like, okay.
There's a certain, you know, way to do it. I don't know how to do it.
He was very good at card games. He'd play poker in like the, you know, the casinos, and he was just very, very good like that. All the way until he passed away, honestly, he's in his upper 80s.
Yeah.
He's just really good at that. So he would love this kind of place. This is the place that he'd be hustling younger people at cribbage.
Oh, I bet.
So
we'll have a cribbage tournament one day.
That'd be cool.
Oh yeah.
Cool. We gotta jump on board with that too. We'll just come for the show.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
Yeah. Last night was Clask. I don't know if you guys ever played Clask.
I've never heard of it. No.
Oh yeah. Great North Airworks.
Yeah.
They have a Clask tournament with us every month.
Oh, cool.
So we go back and forth from the brewery to Boards and Brews. And it's just this tabletop game with little magnets, and you're trying to hit the ball and the other person's goal. It's super fun.
So you do these different, you partner with other businesses, which is great. And you kind of switch off each month, and anyone can come and just sign up and just play?
Yep.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Do you have these events on your calendar, on your website, or?
Not on the website. We post them on Facebook.
Cool.
We use Facebook. We will use the website eventually.
Cool. I love that. I do want to move on and just tell about one quick event that's going on this weekend. Very cool event that I'll be heading out up till. The Weston Observatory is opening up for one weekend only this year. Saturday. It's this Saturday and Sunday, October 20th and 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're opening up the Weston Observatory and giving a tour, historical tour of the area at 1 p.m. each day. Go check it out. It's $5 for members of the Historic Association. It's $7 for non-members. Me and Ashley are definitely going to be checking that out. It's a really cool event. They only do it a few times.
I heard about it last year. And I missed it. I was so bummed.
I missed last year.
I was literally working in the cafe, probably painting or stripping the walls down.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot. I was so pumped because I went to Hillside Middle School.
Right.
I skied a McIntyre when I was a kid my whole life. Yeah. And that was always like a cool thing. And we never knew anything about it.
Yeah.
I never had any idea. And then I saw in the Hippo that they were doing a tour. And I was like, this is my one chance to find out
once
what that tower is about.
Yeah. You got to come this weekend.
So it's this weekend?
This weekend.
What time?
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The tour is at 1, though. So I suggest going to the tour. I'm going to go we're probably going to go Saturday.
Okay.
The tour gives you obviously go up into the tower. They tell you a little bit of the history. John Clayton, I guarantee, will probably be there talking about
it. There you go. Mr. Clayton will take
him. Go to the top. There's great views, like a different view of the city, I guess, from that area. And then the tour brings you along the fence line, along the ledge, which is now you can't go there, but they talk about the history of it. You go all the way around. It's really cool. You learn a lot. You're actually at the top of McIntyre at one point, too. And you go all the way around. You kind of do like a little loop. You go around the reservoirs. They talk about the reservoirs, where the water comes from, where it goes. So it's just a really cool, a different tour that people don't only get once a year, really. You know, I've talked to them about maybe doing it more than once, but that requires money. So hopefully you get some more funding that can be open more often. You know, because the gates don't open. You could walk up there, but you can't actually go into the tower itself, which there's a lot of history of it too. So I'm sure that John Clayton will be there. And I forget the name of the guy that did the tour the last time I went, but I'm assuming he'll be there too. And you got to come down.
I'm down.
We'll meet you there.
I'm down.
Okay. And it's a great time. Again, that's this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The tour is at 1 o'clock both days, $5 for members, $7 for non-members, and definitely have to go check that out. We're going to go into our next segment so we can get through all of this. Just to remind you, you're listening to The Weekly Don on 95.3 FM WMNH. I'm going to call in at 603-250-6007. We're talking with Keating Tufts of Boards and Brews, and we're going to go into our next segment, which is called The Daryl Discussion. In the Daryl discussion, my dad's going to talk about a few different things that are going on. Dad, what are we going on this week? What's on the docket?
I think we're going to talk a little bit about the Rex Theater.
Ooh.
Now, when I was a much younger man, the Rex Theater, back in the 60s, probably even the 50s, was considered it was a theater at the time, and probably the only theater in Manchester that showed blue movies. And at that time, blue movie was considered mature audiences, R-rated. I don't think there was any X-rated at that time.
Why blue? Do you know why?
I'm really not sure.
Okay. I'm just curious.
But as I recall, I think that's what they called it. And for many years, it was other venues. And they just decided to spend a little bit of money and renovate it.
They did.
Yeah. $1.7 million for the renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And the facility seats 300.
Okay.
So they're going to be able to, what they're generally thinking about is showing movies, corporate meetings, some weddings perhaps, but it's in conjunction with the palace. So I think they're going to be coordinating a lot of stuff. This is going to be amazing.
I heard some concerts too. I heard some smaller concerts, a different type of venue to go to, not just the palace, but you know, the Rex Theater, and it has some history behind it too. That area is in need. I think that little block is in need of something different.
Yeah.
And that's going to be perfect for it. That was great.
You still do it, yeah.
Yeah, I watched the aldermanic meeting. They were talking about that. It was approved. They had Peter Ramsey from the Palace Theater was talking about it. And I think so. I don't know if this is what they voted on. I think I missed this part. But they were talking about waiving the payment they were going to have in lieu of taxes. And I think they might have waived it.
I think they did.
Yeah, which that doesn't happen often. The city often does not waive fees for businesses. But
you get the sense that they actually want to jumpstart it as well.
That's really cool. I think we have a caller.
All righty.
Let's see who this is. Thanks for calling the Weekly Down. Who's this?
This is Derek Schuster.
Derek, how's it going, buddy?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hi, Derek.
What's up, Mr. Schuster?
What's up, Mr. Tuff?
How you doing?
I was just listening to Daryl talk about the Rex Theater, and Keating and I actually took a tour of it while it was on the market, and I think it's great that they're turning it into venue. I'm just curious to hear how you guys think it'll affect other businesses in Manchester once it opens.
That's a good question. I think it will enhance everything, honestly. I think it's another destination, you know, like the Palace, like Jupiter Hall, like, you know, Kelly Stelling, you know, I think
the bookery.
I think it's another staple, and I think it's going to bring additional people. You know, you have an event, a concert, a show, something that's different, maybe an older movie that people have never seen before and they want to see, or you're going to draw them into the city. I think that's, you're going to draw them to go to Boards of Brews. You're going to draw them to go to Mint. You're going to draw them to come to something else.
Yeah, it's right behind me.
Exactly.
Right.
Literally.
Right behind me.
Literally right behind
me. And so
you.
We get people that leave the Palace and come in and hang out at Boards of Brews after or before.
Right.
And we had Gaston. He's in one of the plays.
Yeah,
he's, you know, you get these guys who are in theater from out of town. They're cool. Like hanging out in the cafe playing board games before their big scene, their big act around the corner at the Palace.
Well, they can leave, you know, the Rex Theater and take a pedicab down the street and around the block for a little tour and then stop at Boards and Brews. I think I think it will enhance things. I think we're not in danger yet of having too much to do yet. I think we're still at that edge where, you know, adding additional things is definitely going to help build more into the city, I think.
Yeah, and we had today down, we had the ARP, the cornhole things go right down by the river. And
yeah.
Derek, were you involved in that at all?
Nice. Yes, I was. But this isn't my week. That was last. I guess there's one other follow-up question that I'm sure a lot of business owners think about downtown. I know what a challenge it is to find talented employees and people to just customers and people in general. I mean, what do you think would actually get more people to move up here? Do you think it's just the businesses themselves, or do you think that our leaders should focus on something more, just to bring more young people or old people, whomever?
I think it's an overall vision. I think it's the whole package. People, when they move into the city, they look for the whole thing. They look for
schools,
the good neighborhood. And the next thing they look for, I think, is, you know, if I'm making a family, you know, what schools are my kids going to go to? And then they look for what are other things that we can go to and have fun? You know, we can always drive somewhere, but we want to stay in town. Where can we walk, or where can we take a short little drive downtown? So I think it's a whole package thing. And I think that the city's finally realizing that to some extent.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's just affordable, right? You want those.
Affordable, yes.
It's got to be affordable. You have all the new houses coming in, the new developments, mm-hmm. and we have the LeMay building that's going to be turned into,
oh,
next
yeah.
to the farm, the yep. racks, the racks.
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 Billiards.
Too, yeah. So there's racks, billiards, and we got the Rex Theater that are both going to be getting redone.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it's just making transportation and that nature of business cheaper for people that are going to be moving to these spots.
Yep.
And just making it more attractable. So
yeah.
This is a very affordable state to live in. I mean, you know, in comparison to, you know, bigger cities.
Right below us, Massachusetts is a lot more expensive. Yeah. And I think transportation is going to help out a lot too. I think you know, if we can get a commuter rail in here, which have been talked about a lot, and I keep pushing for. That's my big thing I keep talking about, and just hopefully people keep talking about it, is bringing other people in. And the big thing I always hear is, who's going to pay for it, and it's going to take people away from the city. And it's not. It really isn't. It's going to open up a whole other, you know, demographic. It's going to open up a whole new group of people coming into the city, and that's going to make us what we need to be.
I agree with you 100%, Ben. I'm going to hang up. Keating, thanks for doing for the community what you're doing. Take care, Daryl and Ben.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks for calling in. Love Derek Schuster. Bike Manchester. Derek was on last week. Great show with him.
Yeah, he's getting us some more bike lanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a bike person, but I like the fact that we are, if we get there with the whole transportation thing, we talked about, you know, making it an entire package of you know, transportation.
Yeah.
That's the other element.
It's tough because it's New England, right? So you got 6 months of the year. You don't want to be riding a bike.
Crap-a-rama. Yep. Absolutely.
And then there's three months of the year where you just can't ride a bike.
Yeah.
So we maybe get some dog sled stations.
Dog sled lanes?
Mush.
Yeah. Yep. That'd be fun.
That's a new business right there.
It is. Yeah, we got the board game for that. It's called Snowtails.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it probably is.
I think it probably
Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah, it's a board game too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Very cool.
Well, thanks there for calling in. And what was the last thing that you wanted to talk about in your
Well, I want to congratulate Pat Long for getting voted in as alderman at large.
Nope, board of school committee.
See, I was so close.
You were close. He was an alderman.
He was an alderman.
But
okay. Board of school committee.
Board of school committee at large.
I got the at large part.
You got the at large part, though.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Nancy Tessier resigned.
Right.
They had to fill the void. They had to vote someone in. There were a few nominations. There was four people nominated. It went back and forth between two. And they got Pat Long, who's former alderman. Great addition to the board. Love Pat. Pat, if you're listening, congratulations. And I know you do some good things on the school board. And that was good. They finally filled that void, too. They need to have all the seats filled. And
absolutely.
It's good they did that.
I got one more little quick item.
You're done.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
They're going to have a meet and greet on October 25th, next Thursday, from 6 to 7:30 at Fricker's Neighborhood Grill on 250 Dubuque Street.
What's the meet and greet?
It's for the Democratic candidates.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Where
is it?
250 Dubuque Street. It's on the west side.
Oh, west side, best side.
Fricker's Neighborhood Grill. I never even heard of it.
I know where it is. I've heard of it.
Have you?
I guarantee Willis Griffith, who's running for state rep, who's coined the term to me, west side, best side, he's definitely putting that on. I think he had an event there for the different candidates too. So that's good to see.
He has accepted the invitation. There's a lot of them that have already confirmed that they're going to show.
Oh, okay. And are you going to go? Are you showing?
No, I'm not running for anything.
Not yet.
Gray Chenoweth, Lou D'Alessandro, Heidi Hammer, Tim Smith, Patricia Cornell, Willis Griffith, Bob Backus, Ken Snow, Connie Van Houten.
Houghton.
Bill Barry. And Michael Conley have all confirmed that they're going to be at this meet and greet.
Wow. Where'd you get that information from? You're good over there. He didn't have Facebook either.
Well, you know what? I have this innate ability to be able to read.
Wow. That's good.
And I actually found it. I found it in the, I stole it from Carol's Inklink.
Oh, Inklink.
The Manchester Inklink.
She had everything there. Yeah.
You guys had her on this morning?
On the morning
she was on by phone.
Oh, yes.
She was trying to get in, but she stayed up too late because watching a game.
The Sox game. Oh, yeah. We watched that at the cafe last night. That
what a catch that was. To end it?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't make that catch. Houston wins.
Oh, yeah. That would have been right by him. That was a great game. I haven't watched a single game all season until the playoffs.
It's hard to watch baseball on TV.
Yeah.
It's easy to be there, I think. It's hard to watch it, definitely on TV. Dad's dying to talk about sports, too.
See, there we go.
See, I keep telling him, you got to go on Justin Gorm's program, Just in Time for Sports.
I got
to
do it. Yeah.
He talks about it, and you would love that stuff. And this is not the sports show. I know he tries to make it the sports show sometimes, but it's okay. We'll forgive you this time, Dad.
Dude, when are we going to do the board game show?
Ooh.
Right?
Like, live.
Is board game going to get its own show in Manchester, New
Maybe.
Hampshire?
You know what you could do? You could do just your own show about how to play board games, too. Have someone come on. A different guest in Manchester, play a board game, and talk, and just learn how to play the game, too. That'd be fun. There's the show right
there's
there.
There's the show.
Yeah. I'll think of a name for it.
All right. By the end of this, too. We're going to work on this.
Yeah. I do want to mention briefly, we'll go into our next segment. Just to remind you, you're listening to The Weekly Don on 95.3 FM WMNH. We're here with Keating Tufts of Boards and Brews. You can call it 603-250-6007. We have only a few minutes left, but I do want to go into a little bit of Manchester Moments. In Manchester Moments, we do talk a little bit about history sometimes. I did want to mention my column because I did come out with one this week on Manchester Inklink. This one's called Manchester is Home, and I kind of did a home-style feel just because, you know, I was feeling like it. You know, I don't know if you talked. Did you talk about this, the house thing on the morning show, Dad?
No.
No, you didn't, really?
No, no. I want to leave it to you.
Oh, wow. Because you're such a nice guy.
You're the guy buying this house.
I am. Well, not really. Me and Ashley are buying a house, Keating. I don't know if I told you that. So yeah, we talked about this at Boards and Brews. So you know, it's kind of got me sentimental a little bit. And I've always lived in Manchester. I've always wanted to live in Manchester. And wanted to stay here. And that was part of my kind of like when me and Ashley started dating. I was like, you know, is this gonna work? We got to stay in Manchester. And Peter White was kind of making fun of that because he was like, it's like a stipulation in dating you.
Did she ever have a desire to leave the city? I don't think so.
I don't really think so, no. She lived in Florida for a little bit when she was in college, but she was in college.
Right, right. That's way different.
Yeah. So, and I always wanted to live here. It's been my home. I feel like more people should make it their home, and I kind of talked about that a little bit. And it means a lot to me because I feel like a lot of people do mention only the negative things, and it's not negative. It's positive. You know, if you look at other cities, people are like, well, we have this going wrong and that going wrong. Well, go to another city and count how many things are wrong there.
Yeah, no, some of the issues that we have here are symptoms of just being in a central big city. We're Absolutely. The biggest city in New Hampshire. All of the resources are here.
Yep.
So we get a little bit of the stuff that's rough around the edges. That's part of being in a urban environment, which is a sign of good things.
Right. Exactly. So I think the negative voice is always seen the loudest, but I like to bring the positive voices forward on this show. So I talked about that a little bit, and I don't know if I have time to play this song. I don't know how long this song is, because Mr. Jimmy LaHoo, the Jimmy LaHoo band, played a song on at the Aldermanic meeting, and it was it's called My Hometown MHT. I don't know if you heard the song yet. It's a country style. I'm not a country fan really, but it's a good song. You can tell he wrote it from the heart. It's a really cool just feel to it. And we only have a few minutes left, so I don't think I'm gonna have time to play it really. Actually, it's 3 minutes, 19 seconds. Can I wrap up in that amount of time? You know what? Sure. We'll play it tonight and let everyone hear it and see what's people like. And shout out to the Jimmy LaHoo Band. This is My Hometown.
With a thousand years of stones. To the east, there's a dead end road, people walking by. And to the west, an old rugged cross greets the morning sky. She'll always be my hometown. It was an old textile mill town built by the falls, where you can still believe hard work conquers all. She's grown with the changes all through the years, and with the pride she forged on without fear. Welcome to my hometown.
That was the Jimmy LaHoo Band playing the their new song, My Hometown. I just wanted to play that and give a shout-out to Jimmy LaHoo and the Jimmy LaHoo Band. We have a caller right before we wrap up. Let's see who this is. Thanks for calling the Weekly Down. Who's this?
Hi, Ben. It's me.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I know you're getting to the end, and you just played the song, and I just wanted you to mention that you have a link in your article to get the download the song on Manchester Inklink, because I taught myself how to do it, and I got it, and I appreciate it.
Nice. Well, thank you for mentioning that. I did forget that to mention that, too.
Thanks, Auntie.
You're welcome. Good show, everybody. Have a good night.
Thanks, Karen. You, too. That was a good reminder, because I forgot. I did post a link in the article just so people could. Actually, was finishing up writing the article as he was playing the song. I was like, "This is really good timing because this is what the article is about."
Exactly.
So we do want to wrap up here. I just want to give a few shout outs. Obviously, to all my listeners on 95.3 FM WMNH, thanks for listening. The Morning Show with Peter White every weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. Start your mornings off right with Peter and random guests such as my dad over there. Comes on the show sometimes and they talk about some great things, give you some highlights and some weather and traffic and whatever you need to know to start your day off right. Big shout out to Matt Connerton, Unleashed, every weekday from 4 to 6 p.m. They're on right before my show. Talks about current events and politics. I want to give a shout out to Pat Long, new Board of School Committee at Large. Obviously, thank you for nominating Pat, and he'll do a great job on the board for sure. Keating, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, guys. This was awesome.
It's fun, right?
This is great.
This is a blast. Right on Elm Street, too. I get to look down on the city life down there. Everyone walking by and
it's great
drinking Boards and Brews coffee. And
absolutely.
Listening to country music.
Exactly. Love it. Next week on the Weekly Night, we have Rob Curry and Kyle Davis, owners of Madeers.
That's going to be wild.
Great. Oh, Rob's Southern. Rob's a great guy.
Love Rob.
They're awesome.
Great food at Madeers.
Is he bringing food?
We can't have food in the studio, Dad.
I'm kidding.
Don't encourage. Want it, but we can't have it. Southern Tapas, go check it out on Hanover Street, but we'll have them next week. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Weekly Down for updates, pictures from around Manchester, and interesting stories about the city. Listen to us every Thursday night live at 6 p.m. right here on 95.3 FM WMNH with replays of the show on Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Or listen to the show wherever you want throughout the week on your local podcast app, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Podbean, where you can find all the other shows right here on WMNH. Go check them out. And thanks for listening. Until next time, live and be happy. Bye.